Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am a better player. In times like this, it's an opportunity to continue to glorify the Lord even through the toughest circumstances. I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's not me. A phenomenal game. Offense. Do some great things. I mess it up.
What?
It's one way to go about it.
What?
Listen, if you keep throwing them, I mean, you got to ask somebody. The Lord was just looking out for the Broncos today. That's what the Lord wanted. He said, today the Broncos will win.
Are you kidding?
I think he probably should have asked for delivery from interceptions. Pick sixes seems a little specific. Right? Like, let me stop handing them points, but they can have the ball. They can have the ball, but stop giving them the point. Like, no, we should probably, I mean, if you're going to ask, you might as well take the whole bag and run with it, right? Like, you might as well ask for the big shot.
Does it feel a little, like, blasphemous at this point?
No, because I get it. I understand where he's coming from. I just don't, like, I got to tell you, as a guy that talks sports all day, loves sports, would do, you know, just love everything about this, love it at all levels. Don't care what sport it is. Love talking about sports. I'm hoping that if there's a higher being, they've got more important things to do than worry about him throwing pick sixes. I'm going out on a limb on this. I mean, it is a therapy Tuesday, so I mean, we do need to get it off our chest. So I get it. I understand it. I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm listening to our postgame show last night, and the guys that came on directly after on Odyssey, they were like, one guy was like, I love it. Jameis is great for the game. He's always giving us a storyline. He's hysterical. He's interesting. He's this. And the other guy goes, no, his act is tired. I mean, he is a complete, you know, polarizing guy one way or another. Right?
Yeah, I feel like people enjoy it for the entertainment side of it, but I do feel some people think that the whole get up of him constantly sort of throwing out the quotes and giving you something to laugh about it in a post game, sort of a gimmick almost for him, or a ploy just to be interesting, quote unquote. Like, when you keep losing, I mean, we've talked about it on the station a ton. Like, that's something that people feel, the more you lose, the more that gets old with guys.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right, again, it is a Browns Therapy Tuesday, and you know how to play, right? You just come in, you call 216-474-0092, and then you get it off your chest. So we're able to hear and talk about what happened to the Browns last night on Monday Night Football. Mary Kay Cabot, excuse me, is going to join us at 11 o'clock. All right, so you know the rules. Let's go to Bostonian first. Has a good take on the Browns, right, Bostonian? What do you got?
I'll stop first with the Celtics. The Celtics.
Bostonian, do you not listen to a word that I just said?
Oh yeah.
Get with the program. What? You got a Browns take? Go.
All right, I got a Browns take.
Okay.
They lost again last night. They're out of the playoffs. You don't have to cheer for him anymore. Yeah.
Oh, we don't have to cheer for him anymore.
Get rid of that coach.
Oh, okay, good. Nothing makes me feel better about getting rid of Kevin Stefanski than you letting us know. By the way, if you do want to do this, can I just – is this the new anthem of the Celtics? 12 points, baby. You had the Cavs. You had them, and then you didn't. And then you didn't.
Right.
So you tell me, why don't you make up 15 excuses why the Celtics didn't beat the Cavs the other day?
I'll give you one excuse.
I'll give you one.
They didn't play Brown and White.
Oh, okay. Let's see. You know, we had guys hurt, too. We got defensive guys hurt. We got problems, too. But you know what? You know what? You can look down on us, Bostonian, because you know what? Look up, because this is what you're going to see, second place. Good night now, Bostonian. Uncle. Idiot.
We assume he's a Patriots fan?
Who cares?
They're 3-10.
Idiot. Browns Therapy Tuesday. Yeah, maybe I had to, you know what, all over you. Again, Cavs won 12 points. You still had your best players. You did. You were fine. And now you can live with that for the rest of the season. Someone take me back to reality here. Let's talk to Don. If my mouse works, in Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Don. Hello, Don.
For taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I love your show, and I am calling because I love the Browns now. Yeah, they lost last night, but it was a wonderful game to watch. It's too bad how it turned out, but you know what? They have been so exciting and so fun to watch since Jameis took over. I love this kid. I know, you know, he's not your top, you know, set the world on fire guy. He's been around a long time, but he's a team guy, capital T-E-A-M, team guy. Please don't disparage his faith. That's how he gets by every day, and I understand that, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. I'm not disparaging his faith. Please don't think that. I'm just like,
no, I get
it's
it.
It's a football game at the end of the day. That's
right.
All. Yeah.
Right. I get that. But the bottom line on Jameis is this kid is all in for the team. He is great for the team from a locker room standpoint, on the field. It's, you know, he's just Flacco point part two and younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
true. We need to keep this kid around. They need to re-sign him. Yeah, we need to draft. But you know what? Whatever we got to do to set that piece of human, you know what, the rest of his time here that we owe him money, this kid makes me, I'll pay my money to go see them. I'll watch them on TV. I wasn't doing that before Jameis started. Thanks, and I'm out.
Thank you, Don. Browns Therapy Tuesday, that's what it's all about. That's what's getting it. Jake, you can feel it. Now you feel the vibe of what Northeast Ohio's feeling today. We are going to get a good feeling.
Yeah, I feel like I got my clipboard ready.
All right, let's go. Mark in North Olmsted. Hi, Mark.
Andy, how are you?
I'm tired. My throat hurts right now. I'm getting a little irritated. Bostonian snuck in there. Shouldn't have let that happen. Bostonian, it's on me. Man. It's my bad.
Bad guy.
I apologize, Andy, Northeast Ohio.
It's a loser mentality, man. You know, the game was fun to watch. Even though we lost, it was still fun to watch. The quarterback sucks. The quarterback sucks. The coach sucks. This is who Jameis Winston is. You have Jameis Winston throw the ball 60 times, he's going to give the other team 20 points. This is what this team needs to do. They need to go get a rookie quarterback next year. I don't care who it is. And you put his feet to the fire, and you find out if he's about it. This bridge quarterback stuff, winning 6 games a year, losing 12 or however many that you lose in the 7-11, and that 11 losses being exciting. Enough is enough with that. You just said 20 minutes ago we were 3 yards away from an AFC championship game. Now we're 3 million miles away, and we're celebrating losses where our quarterback throws 2 pick sixes, and we run the ball 18 times in cold weather in Denver. The coaching staff is a joke. Alex Van Pelt had it right. That's why they let him go. I don't mean to bring everybody down, but we lost yesterday, and we lost bad, and we gave the game away. the same way the Celtics gave away the game to the Cavs, okay? The reality of the fact is that we need a quarterback and we need a strong coach. Kevin is what Kevin is, and they'll probably keep him around because they just signed him to that extension. But at the end of the day, these moral victories of, well, this quarterback only has one sexual assault case, so we'll celebrate him instead of 26 of them. And these moral victories of okay, well,
let me just take this to football for a second.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And you talked about it for a second there, too. With Flacco and with Jameis, does it give you hope for Kevin Stefanski, though? Do you understand what I'm saying? That he's able to take these guys and be able to, and I don't know if you want to give Ken Dorsey credit here or not, but Kevin has been able to do things with these guys where they've been able to throw the ball for over 300 yards. Does this give you the notion to say, I understand why they want to hang on to Kevin?
I would hang on to him for one more year, get him his quarterback of the choice in the draft next year, and let's see what it looks like when he has a young guy and not these retread guys where you know that they're turnover machines. I can agree with that. Okay. And if it's still the same bleep show that it's been for the past 3 years, it's time to blow it up. And whoever gave the order to play Deshaun for this first 7 weeks, we all know it was Paulie. He's got to go, too. I got a client on hold, Andy. I love
all
you guys.
Right. Thank you, Mark. All right, go make some money. Go make some money. Thank you. Mark's got a client online. Good. Good. I wish I was his client online. I'm just saying. Be good, wouldn't it? Maybe we could all be making some money here.
Might be. Do you feel like that's a loser mentality, by the way?
Yeah, I do think that me sitting around last night, I said this to Jamal White, who I was doing postgame with last night. I'm like, they lost, right? And the bar is so low. And he said exactly what I said last night. I said, the bar is so low that because we were entertained last night and saw a guy throw for almost 500 yards, we're kind of excited. It is. That was the part of that conversation. I was like, I can't argue with him. 216-474-0092. That's the number to get it off your chest today. It is a Browns Therapy Tuesday. Mary Kay Cabot will join us next. Jake Volnick is in for Jeff.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.